I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. The Colorado Supreme Court won't hear a lawsuit over a controversial land exchange between the Broadmoor Hotel and the City of Colorado Springs. As 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brunell reports, plaintiffs say it may be the end of the years-long fight over a parcel of parkland called Strawberry Fields.
The nonprofit group Save Cheyenne sued in 2016 to stop the city from trading the 189-acre parcel to the Broadmoor. They argued residents should have the opportunity to vote on the proposal. The case was dismissed by judges in lower courts, but Save Cheyenne hoped the state Supreme Court would reverse those decisions. Ken Obey is the group's president.
Among our group of supporters, there's deep, deep regret. Tears have been shed over this. There's a real sense of loss, frankly, a sense of betrayal by the city government and the administration.
In a written statement, Mayor John Suthers praised the decision, saying the deal is, quote, in the best interests of the vast majority of residents. As part of the land swap, the city received 370 acres from the hotel. Obey says Save Cheyenne is looking at pushing for a change to the city charter that would require a vote on similar deals in the future. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
The U.S. Army is again shipping liquid hazardous waste from a chemical weapons destruction plant in Colorado for disposal in Texas. The Pueblo Chemical Depot in southern Colorado began loading tanker trucks today. They were bound for an incinerator in Port Arthur, Texas. The waste would normally be processed at the Colorado facility, but officials say that part of the plant is undergoing modifications and is not operating. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.